Over $1.8 million is being allocated by the Las Cruces Tax Increment Development District Board for downtown projects, including funding for the Amador Hotel restoration and a redesign of Combo Street. The amount of TID funding available at the start of fiscal year 2022 is estimated to be more than $5.3 million, though some of the funding is restricted to specific uses, such as street projects. From that fund, $1.5 million is being allocated for the Amador Hotel restoration. Jennifer Morrow, the city's engineering administrator, says now that a historic evaluation report has been completed, the next step is conducting a structural report on the property.
For us to do those structural reports, we need to have about $1.5 to $2 million, and that is why we are here before the board, because that is what we're looking for, is money for us to be able to get those reports completed and then to move on to the construction phasing.
According to the TID resolution, the entire Amador Hotel restoration is estimated to cost $9 million. Over $200,000 in grants and donations, as well as over $777,000 in legislative capital outlay funding, has already been received. Sonia Cooper, a member of the Amador Hotel Foundation board, says additional funding could come from being designated a National Historic Landmark.
Once we get the designation of a National Historic Landmark, that then opens up the funding at the state level, at the national level, and through a lot of organizations, professional and private and government organizations.
Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvey indicated her full support for the Amador Hotel project, noting that an investment needs to be made to ensure safety.
My main concern is making sure that at least the exterior of the building is safe, and also appealing as much work as we're doing in the downtown. We want to make sure that we're not subtracting any of that aesthetic value.
Councilor Gil Sorg also voiced his support, noting the historic nature of the Amador property.
So I'm thinking in my mind, this could even possibly be a national monument. I wouldn't rule it out. So we get it all fixed up, maybe we'll go for that too. If we need more money, I would say I'm in favor of having it taken out of the TID.
Other TID projects include a $200,000 redesign of Combo Street, a design process expected to take between 6 and 8 months. $45,000 is also being set aside to install data tracking signs to help gather information on pedestrian traffic. An additional $50,000 will go towards sound equipment for arts and cultural events. The Renovate Main Street program, which matches money for business improvement, is set to receive $50,000. Councilor Ioana Bencomo advocated for additional funding to be added to the program.
$50,000 to me doesn't feel like enough, and I feel like if we're going to make an investment in downtown, that's what it looks like, especially for people who are excited to open up the kind of businesses that we would like to see.
Funding to install shade structures within the Plaza de Las Cruces was the only proposed TID project not approved by the board, originally estimated to cost around $993,000. The required budget to complete the project is now approximately $1.3 million. Public Works Director David Zedillo says the increase can be attributed to a rise in cost for both labor and materials.
This is a steel structure, so yes, those prices have increased. That's why we're seeing that difference, because we're going and getting those estimates now.
While Councillor Cassandra Gondra ultimately voted with the rest of the board to delay funding, she stressed it's still a priority.
I'm anxious to get it up. I think there are folks that feel very strongly that this needs to get up. I mean, I've been on council 6 years, so I think that I'm advocating for it to be up. But if I hear, you know, a strong let's wait and see what the market looks like, I'm also willing to hear that for sure.
The $1.3 million, as money Councilor Ioana Bencomo says, could be better invested in other areas, highlighting economic challenges that have resulted from the COVID-19 pandemic.
I may be in the minority on the council, but to me, a small business incubator feels significantly important right now as we enter this sort of post-pandemic world. As, you know, businesses begin to recover, as people who perhaps started home-based built businesses in the last year and a half, that to me seems incredibly important.
The city is currently exploring the legality of dedicating TID money to a business incubator. More information on the incubator is expected to be presented to the council at the next TID meeting in October. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.